AZ Dolphin says, what is your opinion of the hometown discount when it comes to re-signing a team's own free agents?
I don't necessarily see that coming into play. I mean, also, you remember a guy like Brian Hartline, it's his first opportunity to hit free agency. He's got to try and take advantage of that for himself. Guy like Reggie Bush, last opportunity to hit free agency. Jake Long's the interesting one.
Yes.
You know, when it comes down to personality, I think to a certain extent, it comes down to pride. It comes down to ego. None of those things are bad. I'm just saying, different guys are different. And it's going to come down to, does Jake Long want to see, you know, exactly how much he can get and just go to the highest bidder? Or does he want to, you know, stay at the place where he was the number one overall pick and where he's kind of built a home and where he and his wife have lived for the last several years at hopefully what would be a competitive, you know, offer?
The way I see it is this way. I think each one of those guys would give up something to stay here. Their agents won't. Their agents won't.
That's the problem.
And the agent's the guy that's going to talk them out of giving up any money. You know, in Jake's case, the thing that worries me about Jake, I'm the one guy, but I'm one of these guys that says, I want Jake back. Mm-hmm. I think Jake's got a chip on his shoulder, and I think Jake wants to come back and prove that he's the guy that's been to the Pro Bowl three times. It was the number one pick in the draft. I think Jake wants to prove that. I think he'd like to prove it here. I just don't know that, you know, I look at Arizona. They got two of the worst tackles in the league.
Chicago.
They got a new coach. And these guys are and I think somebody's going to go out there and give him a big piece of change. And look, if you're Jake Long and you've been down, and I know Jake's up in – he's up in Bradenton or somewhere. He's not down here, and he's staying up there and getting himself back into shape. But – he's heard everything. He's heard everything that everybody said down here, from reporters to, oh, we don't want Jake back. Oh, no, he's not the player he was. So you know, that sometimes that hometown discount gets thrown out when you continually hear that kind of response from your fans, from the media, and all those types of things. But so, you know, it could go either way, but I just don't think – I'm a firm believer that no matter how much the player wants to give you a discount – that agent is going to say, no, that guy's going to give, because it means more money in his pocket, too.
That's right.
Right?
And part of his reputation.
And he's the most influential guy when it comes down to the bottom line. Agents, players pay the agents, but the agents dictate more time than not.
That's kind of the reality of professional sports, and it'll be interesting to see where these guys all end up. I'm with you, though. I would love Jake Long back as a Miami Dolphin. And I hear people say, well, he's not good for his own blocking scheme.
See.
He did it in Michigan.
Yeah.
And he can do zone blocking. He hasn't been healthy. He hasn't been as good. But he's still a really good player. And I think the Dolphins' offensive line is better with Jake Long than without. But as you said, if Arizona gives him a max contract offer, or Chicago or Detroit, any of the – I mean, I don't know that the Dolphins can go as high with Jake Long as some other team might want to. That's what it's going to come down to.
I think Reggie Bush may or could provide that hometown discount or accept that hometown discount. Reggie Bush, he was what? You know, top five player drafted in the National Football League, has made good money over the years. And in Reggie Bush's situation – how many teams do you see him going to where all of a sudden he's going to become the feature guy? He's been down here two years. He understands that he is the most dynamic player on this football team right here. May take a little less to stay home here in Miami and just be comfortable where you are. And also think that older guys, Bo.
The other thing is this. I don't know that the market for Reggie Bush
it'll be
running backs
is going to be that lucrative.
Right.
You know, there may be teams that want him. But that number may not be enough to say, hey, well, look, if that's the number, why don't I just stay here and get close to that number? You know,
that also helps answer the question we get a lot when people are like, how come they haven't re-signed him yet?
Yeah.
Reggie wants to go out there, or insert name here. It's not just Reggie. They want to go out there and see what the offers are.
Absolutely.
And so, Jeff Ireland might want to bring Reggie Bush back at a certain price, and he can call Reggie's agent and say, hey, what do you think? The agent's going to say, we're going to wait a couple weeks.
Yeah.
You know, we want to hit the market, see, you know, what other offers come in and at how much. And, you know, that's the reality. And so it's easy to say, hey, why haven't they brought this guy back yet? Why haven't they re-signed him yet? But the guy is part of it, and he wants to go out there, and he obviously wants to test the market.
Why would a free agent sign right now?
Exactly.
There's no reason.
No reason to whatsoever.
No reason whatsoever.
Absolutely not.
It's bad business to do. If you sign right now, you're not getting a good deal.
No.
I guarantee you that.